Podcast 64, we're back. I have a killer question to start this one. I'm so excited to ask you this.
You've been hyping this up.
I feel like you're just going to have some great answers.
I'm excited for you.
Hammer it. I'm excited. If you get lifetime stats when you die, what three things would you choose to get? Now, you could go a realm of different directions this. You could go like steps taken. You could go how many times.
Why would I want that?
How many times you've taken a dump. You could do anything. How many ounces you've peed in your life?
All right. Let me think about that for a second. I'm trying to think.
Let me give you some ideas. Let me feed you a little bit. How many murderers you've walked past in your life?
That's a great one. I wouldn't want to know that now.
Not now, but this is the afterlife we're talking about. This is at the end. You get all the
how
stats.
Close I've been to a shark.
How close you've been to a shark?
Like if they say like 2 feet, that's pretty sick.
I was talking to my roommate and he was saying he's a big lifter. So he's like total amount of weight lifted.
How many beers I drank in my entire life.
That's a great one.
That's the number one one I would
so
want.
So we'll lock that in for one for you.
Beers drank. In a 10,000?
I mean, you're talking,
probably. In a life, if I live 75, 80 years, let's say,
calculate some numbers.
Yeah, I'm going beers drank. That's definitely one.
What about like how many celebrities you've been around, but you didn't actually run into, you know, like in passing?
Yeah, but then it's like, what do you classify as a celebrity?
I don't know.
You classify celebrity?
I figured they'd have that figured out in the afterlife.
That's
I don't know.
Probably true.
Or like people that you've wanted to run into or something like that. I don't know. I'm spitballing. True. I'm trying to get your mind going. Number of people who have liked you or loved you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like school crushes growing up and stuff like that. Like to unlock that. Like I never knew. I was clueless.
That'd be interesting.
I'm still clueless. I don't know. I don't know.
Really depressing one is how much time wasted on your phone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to know that.
Your screen time?
I would not want to know that.
Total screen time for lifetime.
It's like 15 years wasted.
It has to be something like, crazy. Oh I'm sure it's a big number.
Yeah. I don't want to know that. That's not one that I want to know.
Number of lies you've told. So number of lies throughout your lifetime that you've told or how many times you've been lied to.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm really interested to see what our viewers are going to say. I feel like there's going to be a lot of good comments.
Yeah, no, that is a good one. So I'm going to lock in the beers.
Lock in the beers. You got
definitely
one.
Definitely beers. Baskets made.
Baskets made?
Yeah, total basket, total points.
I was going to say you had to incorporate some sort of sports thing in there. You just had
total points in basketball ever, even shooting around.
Give you the full percentage line. Let's give you field goal percentage. Let's give you three-point percentage. Yes. Let's give you free throw percentage.
Yes.
Much better than
basketball
me,
stats.
Sure.
That's what I want to know.
The full stat line for basketball.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What about like beer pong cup
I wonder what my percentage would be. Yeah, beer pong's pretty good.
Or I'm trying
drunk
to
drunk slices of pizza eaten.
Yeah, calories.
A lot.
Total calories in your life.
That's going to be a lot.
It will be a lot. Steps taken, no.
Steps taken's kind of lame.
Number of slices of pizza eaten?
I like the slices of pizza eaten.
Yeah?
I don't know what my line would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you eat a slice of pizza... I'm not doing the math right now.
I probably have pizza once a week.
Yeah, if you have one slice every week.
52.
It's probably two slices a week, right?
52. So that would be 104 times 80. That's about 4,000.
Well, let's say 75 because the first 5 years of your life.
Okay.
Let's say over under 8,000 slices of pizza.
Oh, I forgot to multiply by two. Okay. Number.
I'm taking the over. Taking the over.
Number of pizza slices, 8.
Yep.
Beers drank.
And my basketball stats.
And your basketball stats.
That's what I want.
Hey, I love that for you.
I want to know the crushes.
I want to know how many.
That's a good one.
I want to know how many people in my lifetime, because I'm clueless. I'm still clueless.
That's fine.
I don't get it.
That's fine.
It's okay. All right. That was a hot start to Podcast 64.
That was. I like
Again, engage in the comments. If you're watching this, if you're live watching it with us in the live chat, comment right now. Put it in there.
That was a big yawn.
I thought about that just walking into the mall the other day.
Wow, that was a deep thought.
Walking into the
deep
mall.
Thought.
I don't know what was going on in my head.
You know what happened?
The door was locked. And I was like, I got to go around through this
How many
entrance.
Locked doors you ran into?
So it was just, that's maybe how it worked.
All right, that's a debatable question. I have another debatable question. Controversial questions.
Oh, is it?
Let's answer the 5 most controversial questions on the internet.
Really? Where are you getting this from? Reddit?
This is just my head.
It's your head?
I've searched the internet for debatable, controversial questions. This isn't the top 5, but it's 5.
Okay.
Speed round.
Oh.
Does a straw... How many holes are in a straw?
0. It's a tube.
It's a tunnel.
Well, it's a tunnel.
I think it's a tunnel.
A tube
too.
Tunnel.
But then there has to be a hole, but because what about Swiss cheese?
It's not a hole, it's an opening. It's different. A hole is like
a hole has an ending.
If you put a straw underground and you attached it between two holes, then it would be
a tunnel.
I'm going to say two. I'm going to switch it to two.
I'm staying zero.
Okay. You could have your opinion.
Next question. What is the greatest fast food chicken sandwich?
Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
What about not spicy? Does it change? Do you go to Chick-fil-A?
It does. I do.
Do you go to Chick-fil-A?
I
think I go to Chick-fil-A. Spicy, definitely Popeye's.
Can I go controversial and just say the Baconator? Is a cheeseburger
that's
a sandwich?
Not a chicken sandwich.
Oh, you said chicken?
Yeah.
I don't listen to you sometimes. That's completely on
so
me.
So no, you can't say that.
No, I'll go Chick-fil-A if it's not spicy. But spicy, you know what? I've actually Popeyes. Been laying off Popeye's. I'm really proud of myself. I haven't had it in a while.
Good.
I feel like I've been using a lot of mannerisms with my hands. My Italian's coming out.
Is esports a real sport?
Yes.
I would say yeah, too.
I think it has to be. It's eye-hand coordination.
Well.
No, dude. Some of the people on these video games, I can't. If I can't do it, then it's you're an athlete.
Really? You can't do a backflip?
Athletes can. Yes, yeah, but it's not a sport. Can. That doesn't mean it's a sport. But I'm saying they're
backflipping.
You have to be an athlete to backflip.
Yeah, I know.
So therefore, you probably play sports. They're doing stuff that other people can't do, and it's entertainment. People
so
like
it is
watching.
A sport. Esports is sports.
Everyone's streaming, so to do it competitively.
So Ninja's an athlete.
He is an athlete.
He's an athlete.
It's eye-hand coordination. That's what, classifies it.
Was the moon landing real?
Yes. You know what? We haven't gone back in a really long time.
Apparently, we're going back.
Are we?
But that flag was blowing in the wind. There's no wind on the moon. How does that happen?
Why is there no wind on the moon?
There's no wind on. There's no atmosphere. That's why we would
there's
die.
There's minimal atmosphere.
There's no wind.
There's no atmosphere at all.
I'm going to look it up.
There's no oxygen, but there has to be some sort of atmosphere, no?
Because the moon does not have a significant atmosphere like Earth, it does not experience weather like wind.
Okay. Significant atmosphere. It's got some sort of atmosphere.
Yeah, but it was blowing in the wind.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, to be honest with
you.
Or
it was a metal flag.
You know what it is?
So yes, it was real.
I agree.
Right.
But why haven't we gone back? And they want to go to Mars before they go back to the moon?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's nothing there. Last one. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
What do you?
I know you're looking at me. Don't look at me like that. It is.
What's the main actor?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis said it is not. I told you this.
I know you did.
If Bruce Willis says his most famous movie is not a Christmas movie, not a Christmas movie.
Can you let me be controversial for once? For once?
Nope.
Meaning always?
Nope.
Because I feel like I never say anything anyone else agrees upon.
Sorry, can't. Sorry, I wish I could help you, but I can't help you.
Tim and Eric?
Yeah, Tim and Eric.
That was a deep pull. Interesting. Oh, I love it. Okay. Let's just keep with the debating questions.
Go for it.
I love this engagement.
Let's hear it.
I love it. What's better, the first bite or the last bite?
Of anything?
Of anything you have.
The first bite.
I think it has to be the first
bite. It's 100. If it's the last, that's stupid.
It's undoubtedly the first bite.
Yeah, there's no way because I just thought of pizza away because first, last bite. Last bite is the crust. I don't want the crust. But if you think of a hamburger or a cheeseburger, the last bite's good, but it could get a little soggy. It's always the first bite.
Now, I'm going to say the first bite. Here are my reasons. One, you look forward to it.
Satisfies your looking forward to itness.
I was holding buffalo chicken bites earlier today. You start like salivating. Like you could taste it, right? You could taste it.
So good.
And when you could taste it before you eat it, basically.
Yeah.
You know exactly what it's going to taste like. You still have more left after the first bite.
The whole thing left pretty much.
So how could, you have the last bite, you're almost sad it's gone.
I'm always sad it's gone.
But here's the reversed argument, because I was like, I'm not just going to play one side of this. I got to at least give the counter, right? It leaves a lasting impression on your taste buds. So
the first bite or the last bite?
The last bite.
Oh.
So the last bite leaves a lasting impression on your taste buds. You have it. You usually save a bigger piece for the last bite. At least I do.
Yeah, I try to.
And you get a good, tasty bite out of it. And an online article said it represents the culmination of an eating experience. So it wraps everything together.
No, it's over. I'm upset at the last bite. I'm like, damn, this is the last bite. I can't do it anymore.
Usually I might be a little bit full too. And I'm like I'm not feeling as good.
I want this
is tough. Yeah.
Do you really want
it? But the first bite, you always
first bite's always the best.
I don't know anyone.
Well, maybe just the middle bite.
Nah.
All the bites in between.
Well, sometimes you're eating in between and you get a bite and you're like, wow.
That was a good
bite. That was the best bite that I've had in this. But that's not the argument here.
No, I'm taking the first bite 10 times out of 10.
I think last bite's crazy. These are the same people. What were we talking about last podcast? The
I don't know.
The same people that pour milk before cereal.
Oh, yeah. Those people or wear socks to sleep.
They all need to get checked out. I wear socks to sleep. You know, I had a problem the other day.
My girlfriend wears socks to sleep.
I ran out of long socks. So it was cold in my room. I wore short socks to sleep, which just felt lunacy. It felt crazy.
Felt lunacy.
It felt lunatic-like behavior.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk. Just let me talk. Weirdo. I'm not a weirdo.
All right. I had this topic that I saw on Instagram. I was going to say it last podcast, but I forgot to say it. Have you ever heard of the Sandlerverse?
No, I haven't. I don't, is that a song?
No. You're going to be shocked.
Am I?
So you know how there's a Marvel universe?
Oh,
and a DC universe?
Yes.
Okay. There is an Adam Sandler universe.
I thought you meant like Adam Sandler like came out spinning and rapping and he came out with a verse.
There's a Sandlerverse.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it. I like the motion.
So all of the Adam Sandler movies created are all connected. So this is via, I got this off a podcast called Just the Nobodies. So multiple characters have come back to play the same character in different movies. And you know, he has that big friend group of cast members.
It's the same people in every movie.
Same people, but sometimes they come back and play the same exact characters. I'm going to give you some examples.
Give me some examples because I'm a little lost.
Okay. So Chubbs from Happy Gilmore, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Loses his hand.
Yeah.
He dies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In Little Nicky, have you ever seen Little Nicky?
Was it good?
I love Little Nicky.
Do you?
I love it.
I thought it.
It
was like hate. Oh, no.
So
the one,
funny.
The one where he
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill's
yeah,
the
that
bad
one's
one.
Not good.
That's the bad one.
Okay. So Chubbs from Happy Gilmore is in the movie Little Nicky when they go to heaven. They see Chubbs. Little Nicky sees Chubbs in heaven. And Chubbs is called by the name Chubbs in heaven. He also said he used to be a professional golfer. So that's just a fact.
Yeah. There's no arguing
that's
that.
Just
that's
a
there.
Fact.
Okay.
Another one. Rob Schneider's character in Little Nicky, this doesn't really go well because you haven't seen Little Nicky, but he says, you can do it.
Which, 50 First Dates?
No.
No. Longest Yard.
Longest Yard and Waterboy. He's the same character and says the same line.
These are called Easter eggs. I don't think it's a Adam Sandler verse.
So many.
Yeah? Okay, continue.
Hubie Halloween, Ben Stiller's character as the crazy nurse in the prison. So he was the doctor in the psych ward in the beginning scene and throughout the movie. He comes back and plays the same character in Happy Gilmore as the evil nurse in the nursing home.
Oh, okay.
He was nursing Happy Gilmore's mom.
Okay.
And then she passed away in the nursing room.
Yeah.
He was an evil nurse.
Wow. Oh.
And then he became a doctor in a psych ward. The caddy in Happy Gilmore is a shaggy looking guy.
Oh, he's great.
He's the same exact character in Jack and Jill 18 years later.
Really?
Yeah.
Same character?
Same character.
It would help if I saw these movies.
It would help.
It would really help.
But there's endless of these. There's like a ton more. I didn't write them down, but...
Yeah, but okay. So this makes sense that they want you to connect and theorize, and I'm sure they do this stuff on purpose. I would call them Easter eggs.
They have it in Pixar, too.
They drop all these little things, and it's all supposed to be one verse, and it's cool. Yeah, great. Fans. Wonderful. This is pessimistic, Zach.
I thought it was cool.
It is pretty cool. No, it is pretty cool. And you know what? They're paying homage. Homage?
Homage.
Is that
homage?
How you say that word?
Homage? You don't pronounce ages.
I don't pronounce ages. They're paying homage to the other movies, which I think is great. And the characters.
I
classic.
Agree. Just did a 180 with how you feel about it.
I'm all over the place.
Pessimistic to optimistic.
Really, I'm crazy. In the realm of television, TV shows, etc. Can you guess how many times women spoke to each other in the show Entourage?
What?
Brian, there was 8 seasons of this show. How many times did 2 women talk to each other?
Just one-on-one?
One-on-one. Just said a sentence to each other.
8.
8.5.
What do you mean 8.5?
Apparently there was like a questionable one that went back and forth.
Okay.
8 seasons in Entourage. Women only talked to each other 8.5 times. All other accounts of women speaking were speaking to a man.
That's really odd. Why would they do that?
Because Entourage just basically used women as props in Entourage. Like,
I've never seen Entourage.
Oh.
Don't even know what it's about.
I've only seen the last 4 seasons.
Should I watch it?
You should watch it.
Is that the one with Drake?
I'm sure Drake is in a cameo in it.
What's the one with Drake?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Go on.
But the IMDb page has female characters listed as gym model, sushi girl, topless woman.
Oh, so they don't even care about the woman.
They don't care at all.
By the way, Drake was in Degrassi.
Oh, yeah,
totally different show.
Not the same thing. No, Entourage is the one where it's Mark Wahlberg. He produces it.
Oh, I got to watch this show.
Yeah, you would like it. And they had a movie, which I didn't see the movie.
But they hate women.
Yeah, they don't. Well, they objectify women. Let's put it that way. Woman.
Okay.
I mean, this was found years ago, and this is something I recalled and remembered, so I want to look it back up and find it out.
Okay.
8.5 times.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
It's crazy.
It sounds a little crazy.
But there's a bunch of celebrity cameos within this, and they just don't talk to each other. I'd love to watch the 8.5 times.
I want to watch the show.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's great. I mean, it's just mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
Vinny Chase is the main character.
Chevy Chase?
Turtle. There's Turtle. A character.
I just
Turtle.
Read that.
Yeah. I like Turtle.
All right.
I like turtles.
We have an ongoing series that we don't classify as a real series, but people love it.
Oh.
What do you call these things?
Yeah.
I have a ton.
You have a ton?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I found a bunch.
We're going to run through them.
What do you call these things? The type of clothes you wear to bed.
Those are pajamas.
Are they pajamas?
They have to be pajamas.
Oh, no, they're not PJs?
Pajamas.
PJs?
Pajamas.
I say PJs.
Pajama Sam.
Pajama Sam. Great
fantastic
character.
Fantastic character. Fantastic great character. Game.
So you call them PJs or pajamas?
Pajamas. I wear pajamas.
You don't call them jammies?
No.
Jammies?
No.
Jammies?
I've recently gotten back into pajamas.
Oh, pajamas are the best. Yeah. PJs.
Well, when you wear underwear.
PJs are the best.
When you wear underwear underneath them, yes.
No, you don't.
Which you apparently don't.
What do you call a place that people rent out to live in?
To live in or like a
you
vacation?
You live in one.
I live in one?
Yeah.
Oh, an apartment.
That's what I call them.
Well, unless I have people at my flat.
You've never said that in your life. Besides now.
Bachelor pad? What do you want to call it?
A unit.
A unit?
A flat.
No. Uni is college.
You should start calling it a flat.
Yeah. I want to flip my whole language around. I want to talk in all these different terms. I want people to admire it.
God. Yeah. It's going to get confusing. All right. Another one. What about like Oreos or Chips Ahoy? What are those things called?
Those are, I don't even know the alternate term for it. Those are cookies.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. What do they call them?
Apparently some people call them biscuits.
Ah. No,
doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense. A biscuit is another, it's a different bread. There's bread.
It's bread. It's not even a different bread because cookies aren't a bread.
I was thinking about doing rank these breads and I just figured, I was like, wow, I'm running out of ideas.
And then the last one people call it is Bickies.
Bickies?
I think it's Australian. Oh, you got a Bicky.
Oh,
that's British.
That's, yeah. You know, no, see, it happens.
Oh, land down under. You got a Bicky.
It happens. Sometimes
I mean,
you
I call
do,
it cookies.
Sometimes you do different accents and they all come out British. That's what I do. That's,
they do.
That's everything that comes out of my mouth.
All right, I got more for you.
All right, let's hear.
What do you call these things? The food that people hand out on Halloween.
Candy?
Yeah.
There's just candy.
It's just straight up candy.
What are the terms for it?
Some people call it sweets.
Sweets?
That's like an old lady thing, I think.
Oh,
would you like some sweets?
I'm going to grab your sweets.
Or some people call it lollies, which makes zero sense.
Well, for a lollipop,
yeah,
it
but
makes
not
sense.
Lollipops.
That's not for a lollipop.
Just candy. Lollies. Lollies.
Like, I would never call like a Kit Kat a lolly. That doesn't make sense.
Apparently people do.
Lolly.
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 The stuff you wear on your feet when it's raining.
When it's raining?
Yeah.
Rain boots?
Yeah, rain boots.
Rain boots.
I call them rain boots.
What do you
never heard of these other two
squeakers?
Things.
Squeakers?
Squeakers?
No.
No? No. Some people call them gum boots.
Gum boots?
Gum boots.
I don't hate that one.
Why does that make sense?
Because they kind of look gummy.
Like gum? Like
you know what I
gum?
Want? I want the red monkey boot.
Yellow?
No, what are the ones that they look like boots from Dora the Explorer? They have the mischief boots.
Mischief boots.
Oh.
And then some people call them wellies.
Wellies.
I think that's Australian too.
Wellies is
cool.
Or
British.
I like wellies.
Sounds British.
Oh, because you're like walking in the well when you're in the rain.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Common sense.
Another one. What do you call the thing you push at a supermarket?
Shopping cart.
Yeah, you definitely call it a shopping
cart.
Or
carriage.
You call it a carriage?
No, I don't call it any of these.
What about a?
Is that what else do they call it?
A buggy?
A buggy. No, when I think buggy, I think dune buggy.
I think like horse and buggy.
Don't know what that is.
Horse and buggy. Okay. Some people also call it a trolley. A trolley.
Trolley.
I think they're putting in British things in here.
They're just taking in words that mean different things. A trolley is a different thing.
It is in America.
Yeah. Where we're right.
Where we're right. The back of the car where you store things.
That's the trunk.
Yeah.
Or the hatch.
No. No, I don't know. That's not a bad guess.
Well, like a hatchback has a...
Hatchback.
It's a type of trunk.
It's not a hatch. Some people in Britain call it a boot.
A boot?
That's the boot.
No. Nope.
You're going to get the boot. Get put in the boot. It doesn't make sense.
Maybe a little bit. I watched a British show recently and they didn't say that. They said trunk of the car.
Get in the trunk of the car. What show? Peaky Blinders.
No.
Whatever.
What was it? It's the one where they have the picture frame. And there's a camera in the picture frame. I watch shows.
Berlin.
No.
Okay.
It's number one show on Netflix or something right now.
I don't know. Well, I call it the trunk. And if you call it the boot, you're crazy.
Dead in the trunk of the car.
With the gun? Jesus. Yeah. What about the thing that you change the channels on the TV?
Remote.
Yeah.
We might have done this one before.
We haven't done this.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Clicker?
Yeah, some people call it a clicker. That's an old man thing.
It is.
Oh, grab the clicker for me. How was that? Is that good?
You know why? Because they used to have to go up and click the television. That's why they call it that.
Okay.
I'm just making stuff up.
And then another one is, what do you call the place you pee in and you wash your hands? What do you call it?
I'm trying to be funny and come up with something else. The restroom. The bathroom.
You call it the restroom?
No, listen. If I'm out in public.
You don't call it
It's
that.
A public restroom.
That's crazy.
Normally. I mean, sometimes. Like
I call it the bathroom.
Well, we say in the casino, like, I got to go to the bathroom. But if I'm at work, I got to use the restroom. Some people say.
That's official.
Some people say, hey, I got to take a bio break. Apparently, that's a thing that people say. I've heard that said at work before.
The washroom?
I got to take a bio break. Sure.
The bio break is crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know. I guess it's talking about your parts.
Your biology.
Your biology.
There we go.
Now bio break.
The code. I got one more for you.
Okay.
What do you call these things? Things you put on your feet to work out in.
I'm going to call them sneakers.
That's usually what I call them. That's actually all the time what I call them.
I might call them tennis shoes. Is that on there?
Yeah, that's on there. What else would you call them?
Shoes.
No, what do you do in them?
Running shoes.
No, you don't run.
Track shoes.
You run and you...
Jump. Jumpers.
You train.
Train.
Trainers.
Trainers.
Some people call them trainers. Ugh. I've never called them that.
No.
Never will.
No.
I would call them just shoes before.
Yeah, shoes or sneakers. Apparently sneakers there's a difference. Shoes are more official.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Why is there a difference? It's all the same thing. What about the thing you turn to get the water to run? What does it come out of?
The faucet.
Yeah, that's the faucet.
The faucet. What other words are there? What do we have?
Some people call it the tap.
The tap?
Which kind of makes sense because it's called tap water.
It's also cooler than faucet.
Yeah, give it a tap.
Yeah.
Oh, give me some water from the tap.
Give me a freshie from the tap.
I would probably just say sink.
Sink. Yeah.
I wouldn't say, can you get me some water from the faucet?
You wouldn't, but I might start calling my sink the tap.
The tap.
Why don't you use the tap?
I want to start calling the local bar the local watering hole.
Isn't that like a certain thing, though?
I don't know.
That's like that own thing.
And what do you call the thing you put on your body to keep you warm?
Jacket.
Somebody, SpongeBob calls it a striped
sweater.
Yeah.
I hear it is.
Some people call it a jumper.
A jumper? Jumper's cool.
Doesn't make any sense.
I just got a few jumpers. I'm loading up. Yeah, I'm loading up.
Loading up on jumpers.
Really leaning into it.
Yeah, you are. All right, that's all I got.
Oh, man.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. All right. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's get back in the sports realm.
Okay.
Let's get back in the sports
realm. Let's do it.
Can you name the four pro sports teams that are named after bears? There's four of them.
Well, I know one right off the bat.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Is it the Bears?
It's the Bears. The Chicago Bears are on there. That's number one.
Chicago Bears.
Now, I didn't have a source for this. I just looked at it myself.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm pretty sure it's correct, but if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Definitely.
I apologize in advance if I'm wrong. There's the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I would assume. The Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies is the NBA team. There's actually one in each league.
Is there? There's only four.
There's four.
Wow.
I went through the four major leagues.
Bears.
I looked at every logo in sports.
Did you?
In the four major leagues. Because I was like, I got to find this somewhere. It wasn't anywhere on the internet.
Okay. So the Chicago Bears, Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies, best uniforms in basketball. The throwbacks.
Oh. I would say so. I would agree with that. Some people didn't agree with us, but I would agree with that.
Okay. Let's think. The Minnesota Wild.
Are they?
The logo's a bear.
But they're not named
after
bears.
But they're not named after
bears. See, that
was... just make sure.
You almost got me there.
Yeah. This is the logo.
Not named after a bear.
Not named after a bear. It's named after where the bears live.
Yeah, the wild.
They live in the wild.
That was a close one. You almost got me.
Let's think. So there's one in hockey and there's one in baseball, then you're saying?
Correct.
The Cubs.
Chicago Cubs. It's number
three. Chicago Cubs! Now, they love bears in Chicago.
Love bears.
Jesus Christ.
They're really obsessed
with
bears.
Yeah, they do.
So this last one, Brian, I didn't know.
Hockey?
Hockey.
You don't know half the hockey teams.
No, I don't know bears.
What?
I had no idea. I couldn't figure it out. And then I looked up. I was like, let me double check. Let me confirm. And I saw something online. And I was like, wow, I had no idea.
It's a type of bear?
Yes.
Black bears.
No.
Brown bears.
Nope.
Polar bears.
Nope.
Grizzly bears.
Nope.
All right, let's just break down the hockey teams then. Are they from Canada?
Not from Canada.
Really? The Blackhawks?
No.
The...
It doesn't have a color in it. I'm very thrown off by this. I wouldn't even say it's blank bear. I don't think it is. It's just the type of
the
bear.
The Predators?
No. Predators, I mean, again, I think it's... They don't have a bear.
No. It's not named after
It's not named after a bear. I don't think their logo's a
the
bear.
The Bruins?
The Bruins. I had no idea
That's
what a bear
was.
That's a bear. Look it up. Let's confirm. The Boston Bruins. Apparently it's a bear.
What is a Bruin?
It's a bear.
It's an English folk term for brown bear.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Why don't they advertise that? They can make the logo so much cooler.
I know. It's so boring, but I had to look this up. I had no idea.
Oh, they have a bear mascot.
They do. Yeah. It's cool. He's a good guy.
He seems like...
What's his name?
Guy.
Kevin?
Blades the Bruin. Blades. Blades the Bruin.
He's cool.
That's a good one.
I think he's a classic mascot too, but I had no idea. So I was looking and I saw something that said Bruin was a type of bear. I was like, wait, there's the Boston
good
Bruins.
Good thing you didn't miss that one.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Very happy that
thank
I did
the
it.
Lord.
Oh.
All right. I have a debatable question that doesn't have to do with bears.
Okay, that's fine.
What age should kids be able to do these things?
Oh, are you going to ask me cell phone? Get a cell phone?
I might.
My boss asked
We're saving that.
That. Okay.
What age should kids be able to drink alcohol?
21.
So it's 21 here, right?
People in the USA should not drink.
Period.
Period. no, you should be of legal age. Hey, listen.
But legal age is different things in different countries.
I know. So follow the laws. We abide by the laws here.
Yeah, I'm
what
saying.
Trying, what are you trying to do to me?
I'm not.
You're trying to be encourage underage drinking.
I'm just
drinking?
Saying. No, if you could, you're setting the law. If you could set the law, what age would you put it at?
I don't think it's gonna go over well. Like, I just don't think it's over. You can't just throw out numbers like
so
that.
So you're saying?
No, I refuse to promote it.
So you're saying 21. Do you know 21. you could drink at age 15 in Mali and the Central African Republic?
Great. That's fine. Follow your laws. We do not condone that.
11 countries ban booze entirely.
In Ireland?
So we're going... No, entirely.
Oh.
So we're going 21. I agree. Okay. I just wanted to get you to say something debatable.
No, that's
all right,
not...
What about having a cell phone?
Having a cell phone.
Yeah.
My boss asked me this
now
question.
You could get controversial with
no,
it.
No, I get my bosses...
You don't want to break the law.
My bosses at work are so funny. They're like, the two bosses that I had... Ask me parenting advice all the time. Am I the type of person that you want parenting advice from?
Probably not. You don't watch
the
sheets in 5 months.
They asked me. They said, Zach, when would you give my kid a cell phone? I don't know.
Well, what age do you think it is?
Fifth grade. That's when I got my cell phone.
Fifth grade. What? How old is that?
Like 11?
11.
Is that 12? Because you reach eighth grade is 13, right?
I guess.
Or is high school 13?
High school's...
How old was I when I got a phone?
I was in sixth grade.
High school's 13. Yeah, so sixth grade. Yeah, but I think so times are earlier.
I was 10 or 11.
Yeah, so fourth or fifth grade, I think.
So you think know. 10. Double digits, you get the cell phone.
Double digits, get the
it's
cell
It's for
phone.
Safety. It's for apps on gaming apps.
You know, I'm going to sound crazy, but and I'm sure they only have smartphones at this point, but I would get my 10-year-old
a Voyager.
Child a Voyager.
Samsung
sure.
Voyager.
A flip phone. I don't need them having access to all those things. They don't need access to everything. They don't need the internet. They need to be able to communicate and talk.
I agree. If you're going to be a loser parent, aren't you?
Well, I'm probably going to succumb to the peer pressure.
I would agree with you. Let's say 10 to 12.
You see like a 3-year-old pick up an iPhone and they know how to use it. It's crazy.
That's not on the table. All right. What about how old do they have to be to babysit other kids?
I think you have to at least be a teenager.
Definitely, I think.
And if you're going to babysit...
I think you have to be able to drive.
Yeah. I was going to say 17. 16. I was going to say 16. Get the permit.
Yeah.
Because you could drive yourself, but with the parent.
I'm going to say 17, 18.
I like 16. I feel like you don't have to be 17, 18. I feel like you're pushing it.
You're a rule
at that
bender
point.
Here.
I'm not a rule bender. I'm just going based off precedent.
Yeah. It also depends how young the kid is. If it's like a baby where you got to change the diapers, you got to be older for that.
Would you like that word? Precedent? I know what that means.
Okay. Way to flex. All right. That's all I had for
that. That's all you had. Okay. I'm going back to sports. I'm sticking in the sports realm.
Let's hammer sports.
Let's do it. Let's hammer sports.
We love sports.
Well, this is the last one I have for sports. You
ready?
Let's
do it. I'm ready.
Can you guess the four teams with the most championships in the 21st century? So four major sports, who's won the most? Let's start with NFL. I like it in the NFL.
The Patriots.
The Patriots have won six times.
Yeah.
Winningest team in the 21st century.
That's Bomb Trady.
Bomb Trady.
No, not that. Tom Brady.
And he's got an extra one with the Bucks, but six of them with the Patriots.
Tom Brady. Is Tom Brady on the list? He has more than everyone.
No, he's not on the list.
All right, teams. So the New England Patriots are there. Are there any more football?
I just went each sport, top in each sport.
Oh, top in each sport.
Top one in each sport.
Okay, I'm going to go basketball then, and I'm going to go the 21st century. Is it the Spurs?
It's not the Spurs. Warriors. Spurs and Warriors are close. Neither of those two teams, though. Really? I think it goes Warriors and then Spurs.
Is it the...
Steph's won four times, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it has to be five. It has to be five times.
It's six times.
Six times? Is it the Lakers?
It's the Lakers. Kobe five times. LeBron one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about LeBron.
The bubble.
The bubble.
The bubble.
A real win. That was a real win.
Hey, it counts in our book.
No, it counts. I agree.
All right. Lakers with six. Patriots with six. You got to get MLB and NHL.
MLB.
You need MLB and NHL.
Is MLB the Red Sox?
MLB is the Red Sox. You know, I'm very
proud
of them.
They've won three times, right?
They've won four times. Four times.
I hate the Red Sox. Yeah.
Well, maybe you got that because you're a Yankee fan and you're not. 04, 06, maybe? I can't remember the years, but Giants and Astros are after them.
Okay.
People think the Astros won all these World Series. They didn't. They only won twice.
They cheated also.
All right, now you need the NHL.
The NHL.
Now, this one's sporadic. The number's very low.
Yeah, because it's spread out through the league. Is it the Bruins?
The Bruins are not in there. I figured they might be. They're a winning team. They probably won
twice. I'm going to have a tough time with this. Well, it's not Vegas. They won once.
Not Vegas, and they're a new team.
I'm trying to go back. It's definitely not the Rangers.
Think of the best players in the league.
Yeah, it's the Penguins.
The Penguins are one of the three teams.
There's three teams
that
are tied?
There's actually three teams that won three times. Can you get the other two? Do you want to go for it?
Yeah.
Okay, Penguins are one.
I'm just going to shoot out teams here. The Leafs?
The Leafs aren't. There's one that that won a... Kind of recently, I think. I'm taking guess.
The Kings?
Not the Kings.
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks are one of them. Can you get the third one?
Can I get the third one?
I've been to a playoff game.
The Flyers.
Not the Flyers.
I was just thinking local.
Think about it.
Oh, the Lightning.
The Tampa Bay Lightning. They've won three times.
Nice!
Stamkos. Stamkos.
Wow,
top
nice.
Post. Top left corner. Stamkos. How do they announce? You think we could announce a sport? It's got to be so hard.
Definitely.
It's got to be so difficult. On. No, you need to know all the players. I can't do hockey.
They have a sheet in front of them with their headshots and their numbers. I know how it works.
Still tough.
It's definitely tough.
All right. I like it. I got two.
All right. So I got an athlete question since we're on topic of athletes and sports. Rank these five athletes in order from most Instagram followers to least.
Oh, here we go.
Let's lock it.
Here we go.
I'm excited for this one. Mike Tyson. You want to jot these down?
I guess.
Mike Tyson. James Harden, Conor McGregor, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and Tony Hawk. Now, we got a wide array of sports here.
I missed one.
Tyson, Harden, McGregor, Ibrahimovic, Tony Hawk.
Mike Tyson's just... But he's got a podcast now. Tony Hawk doesn't do... But he's got the whole skate dominated.
You're just going back and forth here.
Zlatan with the soccer. I'm going to put James Harden at five.
Okay, you're sick. And James Harden at the least amount of followers.
Yeah, I just think like NBA is big.
I don't think it's that big.
I just don't think James Harden's like what's he do besides go to the strip club? You know,
he has a beard.
Yeah, I mean, like his Instagram can't be that popping.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna go Mike Tyson.
You're gonna go Mike Tyson at the second least followers.
I think Tony Hawk is number three. I think he's got a good presence. Okay. I don't know, a sneaky presence.
Sneaky.
It's all the older ones following him. You know, we grew up with Tony Hawk.
We grew up with Tony Hawk. We did
so many good games.
So many good games.
And then I'm gonna have to go.
So you're between Tyson and Ibrahimovic.
No.
Or you're between McGregor. You're between McGregor and Ibrahimovic. Who's got the most? Who's got the second most?
I'm going to put Zlatan at two, and I'm going to put McGregor at one.
Okay.
I think McGregor's UFC presence. I know Zlatan's international. He's probably actually number one now that I think about it. I'm sticking with my answer. Let me lock it in. Where's the button? Can I submit? Close.
Locked it in.
Locked
in. All right. Number five, the least amount of followers out of these five athletes. You said?
James Harden.
That's incorrect. The least amount is Tony Hawk.
Yeah, Tony.
With 8.6 million followers on Instagram. Fourth most followers, you said Mike Tyson. That is also incorrect. That's James Harden. So you just bump him up one.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Mike Tyson.
Right in the middle is Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Okay, we got it.
I mean, you said...
Well, that's not what I said,
You said Tony Hawk, but it's okay. So you got the last three wrong. Now, top two spots. The second most, you said Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Conor McGregor has the second most at 47.3 million followers. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has the most followers out of these five at 64.3 million followers. That was poor.
It was poor, but I like this. I like that idea.
I like this idea.
We could redo.
We could do a lot more of it.
We could do a lot of stuff. We could do a lot of things.
Let us know if you like that one.
Oh, God. Well, poor performance.
It's okay.
Guess the top 10 safest countries to travel to in 2024.
Oh.
Now, there's a lot of countries on this list.
Who is this via?
Via puberty.
Via puberty.
Now, I don't necessarily agree with this, but...
Not the USA. The
USA's not in it. Why? What do we do? What's so dangerous about here?
Okay. I'm going to say this is probably really random. I'm assuming there's a lot of European countries.
Sure.
I think puberty is from Europe.
Sure.
That's my guess.
And they don't like America.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom's on there. That's number six, Brian.
There's a lot 10 of
people.
Of these.
A lot of people going to United Kingdom.
I guess so.
Because it's safe.
France.
France is not there.
Germany.
Germany is not
Spain.
There.
Spain.
I'd be a little nervous to go to Germany. I don't know why.
History.
I don't know why. Spain's not there either.
They're intimidating people.
You're not getting Spain. You got no Spain.
Ireland.
Ireland is number four. Ireland, what's going to go wrong there?
Nothing.
Nothing will go
Just
wrong
drunk
there.
People.
We drink Guinness and we have a good
drink
time.
Drink Jameson and love drinking.
Have a good time. All right.
Drinking.
So you got two of the 10.
Canada.
Canada is number one.
That's got to be.
Nothing wrong happens.
Moose.
Again. You know why? Because it's cold there. Moose. Everyone stays inside. No one leaves their place.
Moose
that's my
probably
theory.
Trample people
and
sometimes.
The moose, well, that's probably the most dangerous thing in
probably.
Canada.
Rogue hockey pucks.
Everybody's apologizing all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
All right.
We got three of the 10.
Let's go with... Should I stay in Europe?
Yeah, why not?
Switzerland.
Switzerland's number two.
These lists... Love Switzerland.
Switzerland's like the greatest place on earth.
Apparently,
like
according to all these lists.
There was heaven on earth. It must be Switzerland.
All right. How many more do I need?
You need six more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah,
Portugal.
Portugal's number seven.
Let's go. We got to get
nice.
Over there.
Very nice.
We got to get there.
We got to go there. You need five more.
Okay. Italy.
Italy's not there. No. Apparently, Italy's a
little interesting.
My friend got stabbed there. You remember that?
Yeah. Finland.
Finland, not on the list.
Norway.
Norway's number three. Good job.
Why is Norway on there and Sweden isn't? It's so close to each other.
Good job, because they're different countries. What? You need 5, 8, 9, and 10.
Greenland or Iceland, whichever one's a country.
Iceland's number nine. Yeah, what's going to happen to you there? I feel like the cold places,
well,
not a lot goes wrong.
Did you see Eurovision?
Yeah. Yeah.
The boat blew up.
The boat blew up.
That's great. What could happen there.
Phenomenal. Great. You need three more. One's your favorite place. Your favorite place.
Australia.
Australia.
That's not an Australia.
Australia.
That was like a Irish.
Rise up lights and make the bacon. Oh. I don't know what that was.
Two more?
That's number 10.
Where are the last two? Europe?
More. Europe.
Both of them? Greece.
No.
Oh, man.
One's kind of by Finland.
Finland.
What's the other country you think about when you're
Croatia.
No.
I think of like Russia and Ukraine, but they're definitely not on the list.
No, not on the list. I actually don't really know exactly where it is in Europe. I might have just made that up. That is near Finland. Okay. But when I think Finland,
Netherlands.
I think... The Netherlands is number five. What's that? Is that close?
I don't think
it's so. Kind of close. What else is close to the Netherlands? This country.
I don't know.
Really make your mark if you go there.
Maker's mark? I don't know. You got to give me something else.
Make your mark.
Mark Cuban.
Mark.
Markiplier.
And if you stay there, you could stay in a house. You could stay in a den.
Markton? Denmark.
Denmark's number eight. Way to get there.
Nice. That's not by the Netherlands.
That's not. I don't know where it is.
Nice. Okay. Do you keep your stickers on your hats?
No.
I do.
I know. I always take them off.
I always keep them on.
Why?
Because it keeps the authenticity.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
There's nothing saying...
I want to see how many people keep their stickers
There's
on.
There's no fashion thing out there that says, oh, you got to keep your sticker on your hat because it keeps the authenticity. It's not like It's not like a stamp of certification.
Yes, it is.
That you, that what? So I could see your hat.
Why
size?
Do some people keep the sticker on the brim of their hats to demonstrate the authenticity of the product?
Ha! What? You're keeping it on our hat?
Yeah. Are you saying this isn't gonna be worth something one day?
It might be worth
it's
something.
It's gonna be. Oh my God. There's only like two made.
It looks stupid when
it
you
looks
keep
great.
The when you keep the sticker on,
but on
it
this
looks
hat.
On this hat, maybe it looks a little better.
It's hard to make this hat look bad.
I don't know,
no,
man.
No, it looks good.
I just feel good. Like it makes it look cheaper. It's like a quality hat. You keep the so like a celebrity goes to a red carpet wearing a hat. They're gonna keep the sticker on.
I would.
If you're at like a
I've done that.
If you're sidelines at Madison Square Garden, you're wearing a hat. You're gonna keep the sticker on.
I've done it.
I feel like it looks cheap. You don't see Drake doing that. You don't see.
You just take a second look next time.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
I actually have no idea.
Chris Rock.
Adam.
He's looking sideline, courtside games.
Can't see the top of his hat.
No, it's okay. Ben Stiller. They don't wear hats. You know why? Because they're adults.
And we're not.
And adults do things like take the sticker off their hat.
All right. What else do you have here?
I saw something in the news, and I thought it was miraculous.
Okay.
Did you hear about the guy who died and came back to life?
Jesus?
Not Jesus. No. Not
well,
Jesus.
I'll
be right. No, there was an 80-year-old man. His name was Darshan Singh Brar. If I mispronounce that, I'm sorry. He was sick in India.
Okay.
He was on a ventilator for 4 days, and he was pronounced dead by doctors when his heart stopped.
Okay.
They put him in an ambulance, and on the way to the hospital, they hit a pothole.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden, the passenger in the ambulance saw the guy's hand start moving.
So he was dead before.
He was dead before. They put him in the ambulance, and they on the way, they hit a pothole.
Gave him a little jerk.
Gave him a little jerk, and the heart kicked back and started pumping again. They checked his pulse, and he was alive. This is via LAD Bible. That's insane.
I think it's called Lad Bible.
It's called via Lad Bible.
Whatever it is.
Lad Bible, Lad Bible.
Yeah, that is insane. So what you're saying is we need to stop paying taxes, and we need to keep the potholes in the streets.
You know, they're life-saving. People in India know what
they
they're
are
talking
literally
about.
Life-saving.
I just think, like,
they've saved one life.
Like, how is that possible? But if you're in a hospital and they bring the little zzz.
Oh, it's probably a different.
What it just kicked back on? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm not a nurse or a doctor. I don't know what this means.
I'm just trying to medically understand.
Well, that's
how it
not.
Works.
We shouldn't do that because we don't know anything about
don't
medical
know
stuff.
Anything at all.
We didn't take a single medical
crazy.
Class.
Isn't that insane?
It like, is
imagine
insane.
Imagine being
I think
announced dead. What do you think he saw? I feel like I would have so many questions.
You think
for
it's
him.
Like the movies where you see your flash, fly, flash, whatever flash before your eyes?
You know, one of our friends, and I won't disclose his name, said he had like a flash thing where he like passed out when he was younger and his heart slowed down.
Is it PW?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever get the story? I never got the story.
I would have to think about it. But yeah, he said he was technically dead for 5 seconds or something.
Yeah, and he said he was like traveling towards the light or something. And he said he had like an out-of-body experience.
Seems intense.
Whatever, this guy came back to life.
What's his name?
Know. Darshan Singh Brar.
Darshan, welcome on the pod anytime.
Welcome on the pod anytime. That's what's crazy story.
Imagine Darshan comes on the pod.
I can only dream.
All right, I have one more.
All right.
If wild animals played basketball, who would be the starting five?
All right, at center, you got the giraffe.
Giraffe?
Giraffe at center.
I was thinking more beef.
Who would you?
You want to draft back and forth?
No, we've
Let's
done
go
that
back
before.
And forth.
We've done that
oh,
before.
Well, I'm not taking the giraffe.
Okay, giraffe a power forward.
What about the elephant? What about the polar bear?
You're going to take a polar bear at center over a giraffe?
Yes.
I'm taking giraffe at center.
Polar bear,
Giraffe has how much height over
Elephants
both of those animals?
Elephants are just as big.
You've never seen the neck.
Oh my God.
You've never seen it.
Did that hurt?
It hurt a little bit.
You rocked that thing.
You've never seen it.
I'm looking up how tall giraffes are. Giraffes are 16 to 18 feet.
I think I have a concussion.
Elephants are 10 feet. But they got the
six
girth.
Feet, 6 feet difference.
They can cover 40, the whole
that's
40, paint.
That's 43% taller.
Whatever. All right, you're taking the giraffe.
Giraffe at center.
Who are you taking at the four? Power forward. I know who I'm taking.
Can I go point guard? I'm going to go point guard.
Can I take the four?
Let's go, what, rhinoceros?
I'm taking the gorilla.
Gorilla?
Silverback.
No, I'm thinking silverback gorilla is a three.
Three?
No, I'm putting it at the three.
All right, put him at the three.
Silverback gorilla at three. And I think four, you want to go either the hippo or the rhino.
What about the polar bear? So
why are you just putting the polar bear?
Because polar bears are the deadliest animal on the planet.
Are they?
Yeah, they only eat meat.
How does that relate to basketball?
They'll kill everyone.
You're like putting these predators on like this high pedestal.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
What do you want to put? Not the polar bear?
I'll take the rhinoceros.
Take the hippo then. We're taking the hippo.
All right,
more lateral movement.
Sure. And about the three, you have the silverback gorilla. It's the thumbs, which leads me to my point guard.
The thumbs are huge. You're taking
monkey.
Just the baboon.
I want, yeah, baboon.
Baboons are a little aggressive.
How about an ape? They're vicious. That's like
is an ape
a monkey?
Is an ape a type of monkey?
Planet of the Apes.
Or is that just a nickname for a monkey?
I don't know if it's a type.
Let's just play it safe. Yeah, it's any. I think that's just a general term.
What's
for
the most vicious one? Like apes, like
it's like a chimpanzee. Like,
chimpanzee.
Yeah, that might be.
Chimpanzee at one. He's dirty.
At one?
Yeah.
All right. Who are you taking small at two enough, then?
And then two, we got to think in the animal kingdom. I'm thinking like a lion.
What about the cheetah?
Or a tiger. Or cheetah.
Some speed.
Something fast.
The ostrich.
The ostrich. The ostrich would be solid at
any position, really. Solid.
You know, could probably cover all five positions.
Yeah, that would be
give me the ostrich.
The wingspan on
fast,
that thing?
Fast, wingspan, height. Covers all five positions. That's it. You got the monkey or the ape or whatever you want
chimpanzee
to call it.
Chimpanzee at the one.
You got the ostrich,
at the two.
You got the silverback gorilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the eldest of the family.
Yes, we
learned
that.
The three. You got the hippo we took at four.
Yep.
And number five, the giraffe.
Which I disagree with, but it's okay.
Podcast
64 in the books.
I have to go get evaluated for my neck.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll be okay. All right. Yes, that's a wrap. I don't know. We're gonna stop making promises. I don't know what's going on.
We're gonna have some
world.
Merch soon. We're gonna have some guests soon. We're gonna have some
gonna
fun soon.
We got fun stuff coming. All right, that's a wrap.
Like the podcast and
see
comment.
Do everything. See ya.